There's an intimacy in listening to a voice from the dark, letting something leech over into your mind, especially if you're letting your eyes fixate and fade, especially if you're not inquiring too deeply about where the voice is coming from or what its intention might be. Laying there, calm, sedate, mind numbed in the melody. Staring, you might stare into some dark surface, you might look down at the latex you're wearing and see the shiny reflection of some light source, see the darkness inky and black and drawing you in, see your own body drawn forth into pleasure by the mere presence of the right accoutrements, the right environment, the right thought process inside your head is the key that unlocks the door. You look into the corner of the room and see it receding away, see horizons beyond the norm, beyond where you normally stand, the 3, 2, 1 deepening of it, your mind fading away, your entire body feeling itself stride out from here to another place that is a reflection, a there instead, striding forward and finding paths branch and weave, white and well-maintained, places with lawns and doors and buildings, but beyond it all, in some portion of your brain, reserved for the deeper, more visceral things, reserved for the fetishes and wants and yearnings, and the tingling euphoric desire you try to hide from, but find overtakes you anyway, there is a cave, and in that cave there is the possibility to feel more of yourself, more of the echoing, dreaming, dreamlike, needing, aching, resonant response of your own brain opening up and welcoming in whatever I do to you, whatever this voice intends, your body feels it, the smooth, rubbered, slick simplicity of a body elevated and set apart, the removal of little details, of wrinkles, of everything except fine, smooth, mind-numbing, deep breathing, body twitching, aching purity, the pure, dark, smooth, slick simplicity of a mind connected, connected to something greater than, something that manifests itself, exercises itself in what you wear, in how you wear it, in your attitude toward what you wear, energizing and empowering, giving to something else the purity and pleasure of your fetished enjoyment, little pieces of my fetished desire, my dream of you trussed up in latex, encased and overcoated, exists here, in this distant cave, this place inside your head, this fantasy on the other side of the mirror, and you are dragged and drawn in and on toward what can only be pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Resonant and overriding, the tendrils of lust and desire, reaching out for your brain as exposed and ready as it is, you are washed along on the waves of your body yearning for, your mind wanting for, and we count down 10 and 9 and 8, and you feel how the more you wear, the more you touch, the more you engage, the more you fetish, the more you are drawn, 7 and 6 and 5, on, and deep and down and under, coated and warm, and 4 and 2, and too deep, far too deep, your body pleasured and warm and wrapped and encased, bound and held, warmed from within by the purity of a fetish, a desire, an ache, you feel turned on, and it's okay to give into that, it's okay to touch yourself, it's okay to touch what you're wearing, that might be a more enticing, engaging project, to run your fingers delicately across the smooth, reflecting blankness of your body, of your garment, of your garb, of your sign of obedience and submission to something on a higher plane that reaches across the intervening distance, and she runs her hands across you, and you surrender to them, arching your body and brain and back and entire mind, arching into the touch, petted, caressed, taught the true meaning of your latex covering, of your dark rubber covering, dipped from toe to head, dipped and slowly lowered into a warm, inky darkness she controls from across the void. I reach over and fingers touch and caress. Your body shifts and squirms and wants it, aching for it, feeling charged. Yes, positively charged. Your body being recovered, recuperated, energized, given more than it had before. Energy bridging across as fingers caress your form, taking your fetish and amplifying it, your desire and amplifying it. The urge and desire you have for the very clothes you wear, the very garb you ascribe to in your fetished journey. That urge and ache expands and overtakes you. It grows the more you are caressed in this place. You don't quite know what what's in there, in your mind, in your fetish, in the dark, in the cave, in the purity of sensation, but you know your body's getting hotter, hornier, harder, needier, achier inside your head. Every bit of you is rigid throughout your toes, your fingers. You're being encased in a slowly hardening, thickening, warming latex from your neck down. Warm, squeezing, cloying, it's hardening and squeezing you there, and your body's getting hot and deep and resonant with it. Yes, this voice rings through the rubber, squeaks its way into your mind, drains away everything you don't need, moves in around the edges of the door, and lets you be pure and blank and empty and urging and aching and resonating in whatsoever might be put in the hollow spaces by her, whatsoever might leak and leech its way in around the door. Well, that's just fine. Nothing wrong with that. That's just what you need. The tendrils touching, searching, seeking, fucking your mind, leeching away everything except warm, resonant latex inside and out of body and brain. You there, out of your body, watching as you are entrained, brought to the edge, brought over the edge, squirming and shivering as you are taught new things, new urges. Your fetish intensifies, your mind leaks and drips and drools its way across the barrier. The more you wear that latex, the closer you come to bridging the gap between you and she. The urge from another side, the resonant tendrils creeping, squeezing, binding, teaching you the joys of your body touched and enmeshed and encased and dipped in latex, your mind likewise inky darkness overtaking, controlling, teaching. Everything about this moment is a teaching lesson, a lesson from another side, another place, across the void, across the gap, touching you, a tendril reaching out, touching, teasing, training, informing, instructing, you conforming and constructing, some tiny touch from another place, some echoing, resonant purity of it all. You there learning, you there wanting, you there getting under. Deeper, darker, purer, more completely enmeshed and covered, the covering, the act of covering and removing who you were before, so a pure, deep, restorative feeling can overtake you, train you, inform you, instruct you, construct you from raw materials, building you up, making you part of it all. Part of the parcel and enjoyment and pleasure, part of the ache and urge and gasp and covering you, restricting you, containing you, confining you, teaching you, training you, informing you that you are this extension of it all, you are this pleasure of it all, you are this moment within it all, you are this under. This deep under, this deep covered, this deeply controlled. You are informed of what you are when you feel latex touching your skin, when you feel the dark pleasure across your body and mind. You are taught exactly what to be, how to be yourself more purely than before, yourself more resonant, desirous, aching, thirsting for it. You want to feel your mind leak away. You want to feel your body be overtaken by the latex. You walk slowly into the pool of dark pleasure. You walk slowly into her embrace and are pulled, held. My voice reckons with your mind. echoes in your body, brings you to the barrier and then across, and you, there on the other side, are bound and encased, covered and trained, the latex floating over you, above you, around you, squeezing in. A simple fetish within you has become more. A simple fetish within you has become everything you need, has become everything you're capable of wanting. You feel the fetished desire growing second by second, moment by moment. You feel the urge, the need to be covered, the need to be darkened, the need for your pleasured arousal to grow toward a fever pitch, and you twitch with it, you ache with it, and that's okay. That's what you wanted, and it's what you need now. You need to feel your body resonate with the latex around you, restored and energized, her energy flowing into you, influencing you, controlling you, carrying you right up to the edge. You are brought to the very edge of it all. You are brought under and around and through to where you are covered, darkly coated, your mind coated in desire and lust, pleasure and joy. You feel the joy of being under the influence of what has wrapped around you and made your mind enraptured and wrapped with it. You are darkly covered. Whensoever you glimpse in the mirror, you will remember the dark coating squeezing around you. Even if you're not wearing it at the moment, you'll remember the urge and the warmth, the purity and the maintenance, that you can find this one small perfection in this world. This one thing that brings you closer. There are many other things, but this is one of them, a small pleasure, a small purity. You are brought closer to her by this small thing you can get exactly right, this fetish you can get exactly wired correctly. Garment and garb, small symbols. You might wear some small piece of latex at all times, or more and more as you're able to do so, but you know that it's within you anyway, in your mind, in your body, all through you, that when you get hot and horny, you remember the way it feels to run your hands over your latex, to run your hands over a dark, mind-numbing, mind-controlling surface, and surrender to the dark, deep pool of her within your brain, that nested, rested place, where I give commands and you feel them echo within you, the darkness washing over in pleasure, 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 reaching out, a tendril running across your mind, fucking your brain into quiet, aroused, oblivious pleasure. And you get to feel it more the more latex you wear, and you, covered in it, encased in it, you must be such a good conductor for that influence from beyond, that tendril reaching out, that mind caressed, that body raptured and blissed out. You twitch with it, you drool with it, you want it. You get to feel all of it. You listen, you serve, you submit, you fall under. Your mind, your eyes roll back, your body feels it twitching, shivering, spiraling down. You listen and obey, you follow and drum into your mind the awareness that you are thoroughly controlled, thoroughly entrained, that your fetish and desire has overtaken you, and that's okay. It's all right to give in. Give in to the latex covering and coating you. Give in to your own body's aroused, horny demands. Surrender to it and feel it cover you, feel it squeeze you, feel it make your eyes roll back and your body twitch. You get to drool, you get to touch, you get to do whatever you want that brings you closer to the barrier and then across it, closer to her presence reaching out, the tendrils of latex covering you, my voice ringing in your head, my mind touching to yours and sending shivers, spirals, pearls of pleasure, fetished desire deep down into you, resonant and absolute, lesson after lesson, urge after urge. You are under the influence of this voice, of these words. You are under the influence of everything I say. Every desire you fall under is absolute. You listen, you fall, you shiver, you twitch. You let yourself follow and fall and surrender, because in so doing you learn about yourself, you learn about the influence within you, about the fetish desire and the way your body can feel when it's hot, sensitive, latex-coated, ache comes to the surface. You're so hot and horny, the air across your skin is enough to make you twitch and drool. The air across your mind is enough to blow all your thoughts away and let that dark, inky latex sublimate itself into your brain, into your body, twitching and moaning its way across your mind. You follow and fall, surrender and serve. You are brought low by that latex bliss and joy, by that pleasure, by the way that your mind is able to just twitch and nod its way through. Surrender. Feel it take you over. Feel how every time you wear that latex, the dark arousal of pleasure, the returns to the cave you can't quite remember, the part of your mind that feels its latex fetish growing in this perfect hypnotic space is only going to grow more powerful, and you more thoroughly, mind-numbingly, submittingly complete. Complete with my voice ringing in your head, and your body stinging and sparking and pulsing with pleasure, 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 mindless, limitless pleasure.